The Arkansas Department of Health, based in Little Rock, operates 94 local health units in each of the state's 75 counties. ADH deals with family planning, women, infants, and children's health, maternity care, oral health, WIC, immunizations, and communicable disease. Its epidemiology branch tracks the spread of hepatitis and STDs, as well as Hansen's disease and tuberculosis, both endemic in the Marshall Islands. Because islanders were systematically exposed to radiologic weapons tests in the 1950s, some experts also believe they may be immune compromised. According to a 2010 census, 4,000 Pacific Islanders were counted in Northwest Arkansas, the largest population in the world. Unemployment in the Marshalls is around 40%, and medical facilities are scant. Marshallese are classified as migrants, free to enter the United States under a special treaty. But traveling to the Arkansas Department of Health Washington County unit in Fayetteville from Springdale may be difficult for many working poor islanders due to factory shifts and not owning cars. So ADH staff devote a great deal of time conducting home visits. That's why ADH saw the need to open a satellite clinic in downtown Springdale. Sandy Hainline-Williams, RN, is a nurse coordinator for the Marshallese Latino Outreach Team at Washington County Health Unit.
We've been wanting a clinic since about 2005. And so, yes, it's been in the planning for a very, very long time. Dr. Bates is our medical director for the health department. He had come up here in about 2005 and had done some home visits with me, and we talked about the need to have something in Springdale that was more accessible for our persons with limited transportation. So he started working on it, and we finally got a little bit of money granted to us, and we started work on the clinic. The clinic's going to be located in the Jones Resource Building.
The 1,200-square-foot clinic, currently under construction, is being paid for with a Federal Health Resources and Services Administration grant. It's designed to assist underserved communities.
Oh, I'm very excited about just being in one location. I'll be seeing a lot more people in the clinics than I have been.
Treatment, especially for infectious disease, can be complex and require many visits.
Right. They have to be delivered and they have to be assessed. I have to do a monthly assessment on many, many of my patients. And then some of the patients I have to see weekly to do assessments on. So this will definitely help me by making it more convenient for them to come to the clinic than me to go out and try to chase them down. You know, the difference between our home visits and a home health situation, in a home health situation where you're contracted with another agency that puts a nurse in that house, that individual is usually homebound. This population I'm dealing with are not necessarily homebound, so it makes it a little more difficult to catch up with them. I may go to the house two or three times before I actually catch them. So being in Springdale, maybe they'll be more inclined to swing by the clinic and let me see them there than me chasing them all over Springdale.
And services rendered are paid on a sliding scale with the bottom fee listed as $5.
And that $5 really just covers the handling of the paper record fee. If they don't have $5, we will not turn them away. Everybody is welcome to come.
Especially Marshall Islanders who traditionally tend not to seek preventive medical care. And by treaty, low-income Marshallese cannot qualify for Medicaid, with one exception. More about that in a minute. Which is one reason why the Arkansas delegation is requesting additional federal funding, known as Compact Impact, to offset medical costs. And have asked the incoming islanders be screened prior to entering the United States. Still, certain islanders do qualify for assistance.
On Medicaid, the Marshallese women are eligible for Medicaid under a program called SCHIP, which is a maternity program. So it covers them through their prenatal care and a few weeks after the delivery, and then they are no longer eligible for any Medicaid. The children that are born here that meet the income guideline do qualify for the RKIDS program, which is a Medicaid program for children.
Dr. Joe Bates, medical director of the Arkansas Department of Health, has been key in establishing this satellite clinic.
it's unusual, but we have a few counties where we have two local health units in the same county, only a few, maybe 5 or 10 of them. But it's unusual, but it's certainly done.
And building right in the Marshallese neighborhood, as Dr. Bates referred to it, will draw in patients who require critical care. The federal grant will go towards interior renovation and furnishing the clinic, but continuing costs will be paid for by the state, he said.
We're not getting any continuing operational or supply funding after that. So we'll be supporting this out of our regular operating budget as we are now.
Many Islanders, Hispanics, Laotians, and Hmong already frequent the charitable community clinic, also located in the Jones Resource Facility. And Sandy Hainline-Williams says they already work in concert.
It's going to be cooperative. They maintain their records and we maintain our records. There'll be some collaboration back and forth in that when they have clients that may need treatment that we can offer them, such as sexually transmitted disease treatments, or perhaps they have a positive TB skin test and need their records open, they'll be able to just walk across the hallway to see us. And then when we have clients that need medical attention, it'll be easier for us to get their appointment scheduled. We can just walk across the hall and schedule their appointments.
Once constructed, the clinic will be fully staffed.
We'll have one full-time RN on duty, and one Marshallese-speaking clerk on duty, and then the outreach team will be based out of there, so there'll be two Marshallese outreach workers and one Latino outreach worker and myself. And then we have one Marshallese part-time outreach worker that deals primarily with STDs and HIV, and he'll be there on a limited basis, maybe one day a week.
And although Marshallese have been living in Northwest Arkansas, some now for two decades, Sandy Hainline-Williams says most still don't understand the Western medical system.
No, I don't think they're learning the ropes. We created an acculturation book through the gaps in services to kind of help Marshallese navigate this new world that they are in. But they are so removed from preventative care in their own country that it's hard for them to understand why they should go to the doctor when they feel well. So they haven't really accessed the medical community the way we'd like for them to. A lot of them have no insurance whatsoever. They have no state or federal funding. That puts them in a bad place, and they are crisis-oriented. So they wait until they're really, really sick, and then they access the only treatment that they know. They will rely on local healers, and they do rely heavily on the emergency room.
Which advocates are working to change. The new Arkansas Department of Health clinic in downtown Springdale is scheduled to open in late August. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.